Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
It can leave you scratching your head and wondering why a man who wants to be president can't tell us a little bit more.
What you talking about?
Sometimes when you can't understand someone, it may be necessary to ask for clarification.
There are a variety of strategies that politicians tend to use. Long introductions. I'm glad you asked me that. You know, long transitions.
Dodge the bullet.
I'll use my own words.
Yep. Well, I'll leave it at that.
What aren't you hearing in the campaign this year? 4 years ago, it looked like there was a consensus on the issue of global warming. Newt Gingrich and Nancy Pelosi were talking about it together. John McCain and Barack Obama agreed it was an urgent planetary concern requiring significant action. But in 2012, the issue of climate change seems to be on another planet altogether. Listen.
Climate change is not a hoax. More droughts and floods and wildfires are not a joke. They are a threat to our children's future, and in this election, you can do something about it.
Not a hoax? Climate change, not a hoax? That's the Obama tagline at the convention this summer. And the Republicans in Congress have pledged to do nothing about global warming. The Democrats haven't outlined a plan, and here climate change is a laugh line for Mitt Romney at the Republican convention.
President Obama promised to begin to slow the rise of the oceans. And to heal the planet. My promise is to help you and your family.
This week, we're talking about issues surprisingly buried in the 2012 election. Don't mention it, we're calling these conversations. Joining us is Elizabeth Colbert, who's staff writer at The New Yorker, also author of a book about global warming, Field Notes from a Catastrophe. Elizabeth, welcome back to the program.
Thanks for having me.
So what says to you most vividly just how much climate change has fallen off the agenda in 2012?
Well, I think the clip you played from Mitt Romney, and he also, I should mention, repeated that line. He liked it so much. He thought it was such a great line that he virtually repeated it word for word on Meet the Press about 10 days after the Republican convention. So I think that that line has really become sort of emblematic of how climate change is being treated in this election. If you could treat a potential global catastrophe as a laugh line, you know you're in trouble.
And there's much more coverage of Paul Ryan's personal habits than there is anything to do with environmental policy.
Right. There was just a fascinating study that came out from a media watchdog group that looked at recently. The Arctic sea ice hit a new low. So the Arctic sea ice expands in the winter when there's no light at the poles and at the North Pole, and then it contracts in the summer when it's light 24 hours a day. And so the sea ice reaches a low extent, and usually in mid-September. And this year, so September 2012, we hit a fantastically low record, a new record that shattered all other records for how small the Arctic ice cap was. And it prompted some scientists to say that the Arctic Ocean is going to be ice-free in summer within the next few years. And that issue, that fact, which is a stunning, stunning fact and a very significant one for our planet, received a lot less TV coverage than Paul Ryan's workout routine has.
Let's listen to Paul Ryan talking about his P90X workout habit with Politico.
It works because it's called muscle confusion. It hits your body in many different ways. Pull-ups, push-ups, sit-ups, lots of cardio, karate, jump training, yoga. What it does is it pushes your body in many different ways so that it gets out of its plateau.
Now, in some ways, and I suspect, you know, the careers of many authors follows this, that more people in America buy books about working out than they do about environmental policy. So
true.
Yes. So there's not a surprise there on one level, but I guess the question of taking action, that's fallen off the agenda, even with the Democrats, it seems to me.
Well, unfortunately, you know, you're right. When you played that line from President Obama, it was a very, you know, you could say, well, it was a rousing affirmation compared to what Romney has said. And it was clearly a response to what Romney said at the Republican convention. And one of the ironies I should also point out of Romney's remark is it was made in Florida, and of all of the states in the country that are, you know, vulnerable to rising sea levels, it has to be South Florida, which is a very low-lying area. And planners in South Florida are already looking at, you know, what the inevitable effects of rising sea levels are going to be there. Mm. So that's just a sort of an interesting aside. But even though, you know, President Obama was willing to come out and say it is not a hoax, he never told us, you know, what exactly he was planning to do. And that remains, you know, a huge question mark for his second term. Does he actually have anything that he's planning to do?
Do we blame the candidates for this, or is it something about the recession that has made the economic changes contemplated to deal with climate change just too scary to be politically viable right now?
Well, that's a really good question. And I mean, blame is an interesting term in political campaigns. I think that one of the points that's become increasingly clear in our political system is the issues that get addressed are the issues that poll as a top of mind among voters, especially among swing voters. So you have to infer from the silence on this issue that when swing voters are polled, those few voters who are still undecided are polled, this is not a top of mind concern. Now, you know, that being said, you can suggest that, and I think it would be very reasonable to suggest that presidential candidates, people who are running to be the leader of the free world, really ought to address the issues that are of grave concern to our country, whether or not they poll top of mind, you know, with swing voters in Ohio.
Although some of the polling suggests that for some reason, and possibly it's due to the fact that there's been a pretty strident campaign against the science on climate change, that a lot of Americans suddenly have doubt about whether global warming is caused by humans, whether it's even that significant, based on media coverage over the last 4 years.
Well, the polling swings around, you know, which is not a good sign, because the facts remain the facts year after year after year, even as people's opinions, you know, change. And that probably, as you suggest, does reflect both the politics and the coverage. But in fact, in recent months, the polling has suggested that more and more people are concerned about climate change and are convinced that it's real. And one of the reasons for that, it seems, is that there's just simply been a lot of very extreme weather in this country, which there's very good reason to believe is related to climate change. We have a, you know, terrific drought right now, a record-breaking drought across much of the midsection of this country that has driven corn prices up, that's going to, you know, potentially cause food shortages around the globe. So these are really, really serious issues, and that many people are feeling in their actual lives.
And they are hard to argue it, even for candidates who love to hedge and, you know, don't necessarily take, you know, clear positions in the middle of a campaign. Elizabeth Colbert, staff writer at The New Yorker and author of a book about global warming, Field Notes from a Catastrophe. Elizabeth, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
What aren't you hearing in the 2012 campaign? Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org.